Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you my favorite songs and to listen to them with you, and I love it. It comes on Monday nights at 7, and I do it each week, and it's one of the joys of my life. I'm going to start off this week with a song that I finished last week with and didn't get to play all of. It's one of my all-time favorites. Of course, you may realize I have a lot of all-time favorites, but some are in the top 10, and this is one of them. It's called Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Stevie Nicks is the lead singer, and somehow this song has always captured my imagination, and I love to hear it every time. That was Fleetwood Mac with Dreams. The next song is country western. It's got a hard edge to it. I like the song a little bit, although I'm not happy with the the sequence of events. However, it's got some good music in it and some good instruments, and it tells a story. It's called The Crime I Didn't Do by the Lonesome River Band. And you can sort of get into this story on your own if you want. And don't get too far in because it gets a little dark.
I was raised in a small mill town, factory worker son. Left my home and family at the age of 21. And I set out to find my way to a strange and distant town. I hadn't been there a year or more when trouble came around. Operate an old punch press, work all by myself. I make no friends or enemies, just parts from 4 to 12. Just parts from 4 to 12. As I was walking home, I heard an awful sound. Footsteps running out of sight, and by the time I turned around, shaken by the dreadful scene that came into my sight, a young man lying cold and still beneath the dim street light. Dear mama, say a prayer for me, please try not to cry. I swear to you I killed no one, but I had no alibi. Lord, I had no alibi. When there ain't no place to hide, I know someday they'll get to me, and I know when they do, I'll have to pay the penalty for the crime I didn't do. For the crime I didn't do.
Crime I Didn't Do by the Lonesome River Band. Here's one that'll cheer you up a little bit. This is Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson has to be one of the greatest singers of my age. And he's getting a little old now, but he's still doing well. And I understand he has a great party in Austin, Texas every year. Had some friends that used to go. I'd love to go. This one is called Help Me Make It Through the Night. Ever had a bad night? I mean, a really bad night when you just sort of feel like, I don't know if I'm going to be here in the morning. This answers that. Of course, it's also romantic, and it's a line. I can just see Willie Nelson saying this to some poor, innocent woman who doesn't realize who she's dealing with. But still, it's a beautiful song, and he sings it so well. So this is called Help Me Make It Through the Night by Willie Nelson.
Take the ribbon from your hand, shake it loose and let it fall. Laying soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. come and lay down by my side. Till the early morning light, all I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. Well, I don't care who's right or wrong, let the devil take tomorrow, 'cause tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
That was Willie Nelson singing Help Me Make It Through the Night. That's just a classic. Next up is one of my favorites from way back. This is back in the 70s. This is Rake and a Rambling Man by Don Williams. It's a country song, and it just has a gentle feel to it. And I remember listening to it over and over, and I even learned it and sang it once. Tried to play the fiddle with it. First time I ever played the fiddle in perfect. My fiddle teacher said, well, you picked a good song and has a lot of open strings in it, so you didn't have to fret much. That isn't why I picked it, but probably my instincts were guiding me. So, Rake and a Rambling Man by Don Williams.
I ran into an old friend of mine the other day. We hadn't seen each other for quite a while. What he had to say to me hit me pretty hard, 'cause I think a lot of folks get started this way. He said, I thought it would be so easy, another one night stand. She seemed so warm and willing, right in the palm of my hand. Now it's 3 months ago last Wednesday since I woke up in her bed. Lord, I think I love her, but it scares me half to death. You know I'm a rake and a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. Well, look at me now and tell me true, do I look like a daddy to you? Oh, do I look like a daddy to you? Now she's feeling sick in the mornings, she can't get into her jeans. I spent my last $10, bought her a secondhand ring. I start to work next Monday, 'cause I just can't let her down. I've had me some good times, but it's all changing now. You know I'm a rake and a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. Well, look at me now and tell me true, do I look like a daddy to you? Or do I look like a daddy to you? You know I'm a rake and a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. Well, look at me now and tell me true, do I look like a daddy to you? Or do I look like a daddy to you?
That was A Rake and a Rambling Man by Don Williams from 1978. Moving up a few years now to 1981, this is Older Woman by Ronnie McDowell. I don't think this song is politically correct. Somehow it's sort of sees women as just maybe targets. On the other hand, it speaks well for older women in some way, and it's kind of catches... We men, some of us, do think about the age of women, and young women, he says 18 to 25, are, of course, especially attractive. But older women are attractive, too, and I think that needs to be expressed. However, his way of putting it is, they make better lovers. Well, that's a bit not what I think they need to hear. I think they need to know that they're better people or more fun to be with. But that's the way he puts it. However, it's an interesting song, and it has some good music in it. So I'm going to play it for you. This is Older Women by Ronnie McDowell from 1981.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered more, yes, that older women know just how to please a man. Everybody seems to love those younger women, from 18 on up to 25. I love them too, but I'm telling you, a little time. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man. Young girls ain't got nothing on you, 'cause it takes some living to get good at giving. And giving love is just where you could teach them a thing or two. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. That old
That was Older Women by Ronnie McDowell. I am not going to comment further on that. Talk about how to get yourself in trouble fast. Let's move on to Time Passages by Al Stewart, 1978. It was a number one hit song back then. Again, one of my favorites, or I wouldn't be playing it. I don't know why. It's a haunting song in its own way. I'm not sure what the message is, but somehow it gets across sort of subliminally almost.
Shut your hand, but you're all alone in those time passages. I know you're in there, you're just out of sight. Oh, time passages. Buy me a ticket on the last train home tonight.
That was Time Passages by Al Stewart from 1978. I'm going to tell you who we are and what we're doing. This is Harry Baya, and you're listening to Wombats and Music, Monday nights at 7 o'clock from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can send me email at hbaya, B-A-Y-A. My first name is Harry, so it's H-B-A-Y-A, at ehc.edu. That's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. And I'd love to hear from you. Any suggestions or comments are most welcome. Next up is going to be something a little different. This is by Jimmy Buffett. I've long been a Jimmy Buffett fan, but I don't listen. I haven't heard all of his songs, and I heard this one a few weeks ago. I'd never heard it before. I think it's been around for quite a while, but 2002, actually, it came out. A rambling song. I guess Jimmy Buffett likes to travel and goes to a lot of places, and he just kind of follows his music. And this story, this song documents that and just seems to ramble on. I had a hard time following it when I listened to it, so I'm going to read you the entire thing first. If you want to take a break and get some coffee, now's a good time. But I find it interesting. And then you'll hear him sing it. I found it kind of hard to follow the storyline when he's singing it. It may be equally hard when it's read, but you'll find out. Here we go. Ramadan is over. The new moon shone her face. I'm halfway around the planet in a most unlikely place. Following my song line past bamboo shacks and shops, behind a jitney packed like sardines with bananas piled on top. I ran away from politics. It's too bizarre at home. Away I flew, tuned into blue, maybe Amsterdam or Rome. Awakened by a stewardess with Spain somewhere below, on the threshold of adventure, God, I do love this job so. So while I make my move on the big board game, up and down a Spanish highway, some things remain the same. Girls meet boys, and boys tease girls. I'm heading out this morning for the far side of the world. Oh, I believe in song lines, obvious and not. I'd ridden them like camels to most peculiar spots. They run across the oceans through mountains and saloons, and tonight out to the desert, where I sit atop this dune. I was destined for this vantage point, which is so far from the sea. I've lived it in the pages of Saint-Exupéry. From Paris to Tunisia, Casablanca to Dakar, I was riding long before I flew, through the winds and sands and stars. Caravan, ride that hump, and Timbuktu's a jillion bumps. Sleeping bags and battle flags are coiled and furled. That's the way to travel to the far side of the world. A sunset framed by lightning bolts burns a lasting memory, and a string of tiny twinkling lights adorn the sausage tree. While the embers from the log fires flicker, fly, and twirl, then drift off toward the cosmos from the far side of the world. Well, it's Christmas and my birthday, and so to that extent, the Maasai, not the wise men, are circling my tent. I teach them how to play guitar. They show me how to dance. We have rum from the Caribbean and Burgundy from France. New Year's Eve in Zanzibar with Babu and his boys. High up on the rooftop, you can relish all the noise. They are dancing on the tables, people bouncing like gazelles. 2001 is ushered in with air raids, horns, and bells. Time to sing, time to dance, living out my second chance. Cobras and sleeping bags are coiled and curled. That's the way it happens on the far side of the world. Back at home, it's afternoon, 6,000 miles away. I will still be there when I get through attending this soiree. There are jobs and chores and questions and plates I need to twirl. But tonight I'll take my chances on the far side of the world. That's the way it happens on the far side of the world. So that's Jimmy Buffett's song, The Far Side of the World. You've heard all the words. And now, here's the song. ¶¶
moon shone her face. I'm halfway around the planet in a most unlikely place, following my song line past bamboo shacks and shops, behind a jitney packed like sardines with bananas piled on top. I ran away from politics, it's too bizarre at home. The way I flew tuned into blue, maybe Amsterdam or Rome. Awakened by a stewardess with Spain somewhere below. On the threshold of adventure, God, I do love this job so. So while I make my move on the big board game, up and down that Spanish highway, some things remain the same. Girls meet boys and boys tease girls. I'm heading out this morning for the far side of the world. Oh, I believe in song lines, obvious and not. I've written them like camels to some most peculiar spots. They run across the oceans, through mountains and saloons, and tonight out to the desert where I sit atop this dune. I was destined for this vantage point, though it's so far from the sea. I've lived it in the pages of Saint-Exupéry, from Paris to Tunisia, Casablanca to Dakar. I was riding along before I flew through the wind and sand and stars. Caravan, ride that on, and Timbuktu, a Chilean bum. Sleeping bags and battle flags are coiled and furled. That's the way you travel to the far side. Set framed by lightning bolts burns a lasting memory, and a string of tiny twinkling lights adorn the sausage tree, while the embers from the log fire, they flicker, fly, and twirl, then drift off towards the cosmos from the far side of the world. That's Christmas and my birthday, and so to that extent, must I not the wise men are circling my tent. I teach them how to play guitar, they show me how to dance. We have rum from the Caribbean and Burgundy from France. New Year's Eve in Zanzibar with Babu and his boys. High up on the rooftop, you can relish all the noise. They're dancing on the tables, people bouncing like gazelles. 201 is ushered in with arid horns and bells. It will still be there when I get through attending this soiree. There are jobs and chores and questions and plates I'd need to twirl. But tonight I'll take my chances on the far side of the world. Yes, that's the way it happens on the far side. Thank you.
That's The Far Side of the World by Jimmy Buffett. And we're moving on now to something around the same era. This is 1989, and it's by Don Henley and Bruce Hornsby. It's called The End of Innocence. Bruce Hornsby wrote it, and I think they recorded it together. Sort of like Time Passages in a way. It doesn't speak clearly to me, but somehow it gets through just the same. I like it a lot. The End of Innocence.
Since daddy had to fly. Oh, but I know a place where we can go, still untouched by men. So watch the clouds roll by, and the tall grass waves in the wind. You can lay your head back on the ground, let your hair fall off. Swords for this titled man that we elected king. Armchair warriors often fail, and we've been poisoned by these fairy tales. The lawyers clean up all details since daddy had to lie. Oh, but I know the place where we can go and wash away this. Watch the clouds roll by, the tall grass waves in the wind. Just lay your head back on the ground, let your hair spill all around me. Offer up your best defense. This is the end. This is the end of the innocence.
That was The End of the Innocents by Don Henley and Bruce Hornsby. Don Henley was originally with the Eagles and went on to a solo career. Next up is Lynn Anderson, one of the best women country singers in my lifetime. Her song, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden, is one I play very frequently. It certainly says something about life. Well, this one is the other side. I Never Promised You a Rose Garden kind of lets you know that everything is not going to turn out right all the time. But this one is the other side of that. Sometimes things go well. And this song, Top of the World, catches a moment when things were going well. So this is On Top of the World by Lynn Anderson. I think it was around 1973.
Coming over me, there is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eye, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. You are here, you're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. Telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves of the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. Explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
That was Top of the World by Lynn Anderson. Next up's a country music song I heard last week and kind of got a kick out of. It doesn't have a great story. It has some good music in it. It's another one of those sad songs about somebody trying to get over a broken heart and not doing too well in it. But still, something in it caught my attention, and I liked it enough to want to play on the show. It's called Walking in My Sleep. It's by the Pure Prairie League and Craig Fuller. They had quite a career back in the 70s and early 80s, I think, and then kind of broke up. But this is one of their hits. Not a big hit. This was didn't go to number one or anything. This is Walking in My Sleep.
Fading tail lights, dust in the wind. He said goodbye, so why pretend? In the light of day, I know you're long gone. But late at night, you keep coming back so strong. You're
That was Walking in My Sleep by the Pure Prairie League and Craig Fuller. Well, we're going to switch genres now, although not time eras so much. This is If You Leave Me Now by Chicago from 1973. This is so different from country music. This is highly structured, highly organized, a lot of harmony, a lot of instruments. Infer that a lot of planning goes into making a song like this. However, the underlying heart of it is the harmony of the male voices that are singing together. So this is If You Leave Me Now by Chicago.
You take away the bed.
If You Leave Me Now by Chicago. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes to you from WEHC FM 90.7 on Monday nights at 7 o'clock. This is Emory and Henry College's radio station, and it's my joy to bring you this show each week. I want to encourage you now to do what I encourage you to do every week, that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.